Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. Janet Protasiewicz took the oath of office yesterday.
We all want a Wisconsin where our freedoms are protected. We want a Wisconsin with a fair and impartial Supreme Court. We all want to live in communities that are safe. And we all want a Wisconsin where everyone is afforded equal justice under the law.
Protasiewicz is expected to be the deciding vote on some key cases in the months to come. Those will likely include abortion and gerrymandering. They could also take up workers' rights and voting rules for next year's presidential election. The tight labor market is affecting county jail staffing around Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
Staffing levels in Wisconsin jails are at their lowest level since the Wisconsin Department of Justice began tracking in 2008. With the state's unemployment rate hovering around a historic low of 2.4%, county jails are struggling to attract new workers. The staffing shortages in some places, like Marathon County, are having them sending inmates to nearby facilities. In other Wisconsin counties, like Brown County, facilities are consolidating from multiple locations to one. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A new effort to address the shortage of special education teachers in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that close to half of special ed teachers in the state leave the profession within the first 5 years. A new state program, backed by federal grant funding, is working to address special ed teacher retention. The special education induction program will begin this fall and include around 300 first and second year teachers. There's a new draft plan for managing Wisconsin's gray wolf population. Terry Bell reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources adjusted its latest plan after public feedback on the first draft. The new version, released yesterday, recommends a statewide population of 800 to 1,200 wolves. The DNR's Randy Johnson says this is the draft the Natural Resources Board will likely vote on in October.
We can't estimate the exact number of wolves in the state. I think the better question is, can we make good decisions based on the information we have? And I think we're in a good place there.
Farmers say they need to protect their livestock from wolves. Animal rights activists say the wolf population isn't big enough for hunting. Wisconsin's last gray wolf hunt was in 2014. The gray wolf has since been put back on the federal endangered species list. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A sailing season cut short. The SS Badger, Lake Michigan's largest car ferry, is done for the season after damage to one of its ramps. The ferry runs daily service between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan. The 2023 season was set to end on October 9th. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Deciding the future of 794 is now underway. The state DOT held its first public open house with hundreds of people expressing their opinions yesterday. The two main options being considered are keeping the 794 interchange or tearing it down and rebuilding city streets, both of which would take years to complete. The final design may be decided next year. Another open house will be held today to discuss options. The city of Waukesha has introduced the Crisis Response Unit, where a health clinician from Waukesha County will accompany police on certain calls. The team pairs a crisis clinician from HHS with a specially trained police officer to provide quicker and more effective help to individuals facing a mental health crisis. Officials say that will allow the right resources to respond. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers making several trades. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First, a recap of last night's game. The Crew beat the Nationals in Washington. Bryce Terang, Joey Weimer with key hits that sparked a four-run rally in the fourth inning. Then in the bottom of the ninth, the Nationals' Corey Dickerson at bat. Closer Devin Williams on the mound. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Struck him out with a heater. The Brewers snap the four-game losing streak and take down the Nationals 6-4 here in D.C.
Now, before the game, the Brewers acquired more players in last-minute trades, including Arizona lefty Andrew Chafin for right-handed pitcher Peter Strzelecki, who'd been with the crew 5 years when he played for the Timber Rattlers.
That's the first thing I thought about, was just, you know, having to say goodbye to everybody. And a lot of people through the, you know, the minor leagues and just back at the complex that have helped me so much and helped me get to this point.
They traded Luis Urias to the Red Sox for pitcher Bradley Blaylock. Outfielder Mark Canna joined the crew after being traded away by the Mets.
Excited to be here, excited for to make a playoff run with this talented group, and it's a lot for me because I have I've never been traded before, so it's a new experience, and I'm excited for this chapter in my career.
In all, Milwaukee added three more pitchers. Manager Craig Counsell says the bullpen needed some help.
Look, we talked about this when we were, you know, winning games, that we were putting a lot of pressure on those guys to be perfect. So on nights that they're not, you know, and some balls find grass, you know, they score some runs, and it hurts us bad.
Game three to wrap up the series this afternoon. Last night in Chicago, the Cubs clobbered the Reds 20-9. Ben Lively gave up 13 earned runs, including four homers, in just four innings. Cincinnati, though, still a half game ahead of Milwaukee. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers beginning training camp today at UW-Platteville. New head coach Luke Fickell.
It's just there's so many unknowns that is so exciting about what camp is. But boy, I mean, it's starting to get to that point where my wife's even like, you know what? Why don't you guys just go and start? Because you're here, but you're not here.
With sports.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3-4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4-6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, man, but I can tell you what we're not going to do this morning. We're not going to do what I've been listening to on conservative talk radio this morning. No mention at all of Donald Trump being indicted. No mention at all. How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Man, the number one story of yesterday and today, you know, it's not that the Brewers won yesterday. It's none of those other things, man. It's that the man who used to be president of the United States, who is running to become president of the United States, has been indicted in a conspiracy, man. Hey, Calvin, a conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know. They could hand wave away the documents one. This one, I don't know how you can ignore this.
Man. To defraud the people of the United States, you know, and in this instance, so for the 2 hours of this show, man, we're not talking about anything else. You know, clearly, we're going to spend the whole 2 hours asking the question of people, when you read the indictments of what has taken place. Well, it's nothing new because we all knew, and this is not about him paying some hooker. Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of star?
Adult film star.
Yeah, adult film star. I like the hooker better. Hey, anyway, paying some adult film star for sex and then to keep her quiet. This is not about the fact that some other Playboy bunny that he paid for sex. And this is not about his property, what he thought was his property at Mar-a-Lago. It, with all of those documents that didn't belong to him. This is clearly, finally, this man is in a position to go to jail, man, for a long time. What's more important a conversation than that? A man that's former president of the United States and who is running again, the front runner by leagues over the next candidate, Republican candidate, is, you know, about to wear an orange jumpsuit, maybe. You know, and the reason why there should be a reason that he doesn't wear an orange jumpsuit is because, well, you know, if they don't get this thing done before the election, well, you know, then maybe it won't happen. What? What are you talking about, man? You've got him dead to rights. And as an American citizen, to hear them say, well, if we don't get this done before the election, there's a chance that this doesn't come up. What the hell are you talking about, United States government? You know, the judicial branch of the United States government is not more powerful than the loudmouth criminal? I mean, what is happening in this country? Well, we don't know if we can, if we do this, it's going to anger. Well, it's going to anger 35% of the American people who still believe somehow in this criminal. Well, we can't, you know, Earl, you shouldn't be saying that. He's, what are you talking about? If you read the indictment, and we're going to go through some of that, and we know with our own eyes, our own lying eyes, we know what we saw. And the fact that we are so nervous and unwilling to call it straight, because maybe some of those people at 35% who still supports Donald Trump may be our friends, maybe our family members, you know, maybe our parishioner friends. You know, I mean, come on. The real threat for this nation is not outside of it. Stop spending $1 billion a year on military. A blind man could see that internally this nation is at the crossroads. And if this nation can't bring itself, the judicial branch of this government can't bring itself to do what is right and make sure this thing goes to court before he can pardon himself, we can't talk about puppet governments anywhere else in the world. We are a puppet government. 844-967-2789. Listen to what I'm saying. Well, if we don't get this, you know, in the courts before the election, Donald Trump wins, he'll be able to pardon himself. I don't want to hear any more from people who want to talk about all the criminals in the Central City. Oh, well, we got to do something. They, you know, got all those criminals running around. Man, the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, tried to create an overthrow of the government. It's clear. He had some boys with him. And even here in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin memo, which is prominent in this discussion, people inside of our own state. I think there's a guy, Calvin, I think he just won re-election to the Senate. You know that guy?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking
about. Who was that guy?
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Right in the middle of it. We know it. Well, so when they asked Ron Johnson, he got a lot to say about everything. When they asked him about this, it was only for a couple minutes that, you know, what are you talking about, man? Well, it only came to me and I saw it for a couple minutes and then, and he gets away with that for now. But this indictment that is coming down, here's the good thing about it, Calvin, and the listening audience. It won't be decided by politricksters. It's going to be decided in a court with a jury where politricksters can't get around it and where people aren't afraid of Donald Trump. Those people who will be the jury won't be politically afraid to do the right thing. This is why I always talk about politics. Man, this is politics. We can't do this because of what? Well, because it's Donald Trump and people are going to give me. That's politics, man. No, straight up. This is the, hopefully, we've waited all of this time. And I know there are people in this listening audience who still support this man. Now, he's still got 35%. And they say 35%, but I think it's higher than that of Republicans. Well, 35% of the population that still believes in this man. I don't care what it says or what truth comes out. They're still going to believe this man. But there's so much Special Counsel Jack Smith and the felony charges. And I don't care what Donald Trump in his delusional mind and his followers. And listen, I don't normally just spend a lot of time talking about Donald Trump and the people who follow him. But man, that's a major, made never in the history of this nation, never ever in the 250 or so years of this nation's history has this ever occurred. And at least on this show, we're not going to brush over it. Not today. I don't care whose feelings get hurt. You know, phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. Whatever side of the ledger you are on, you are welcome. But whether or not I get any calls or not, I can handle it. You know, I got more than enough ammunition to tell you about just where we are, what time it is, and what must be done. The nation is in peril, whether you believe it or not. And it's in peril and jeopardy over one man, a criminal-minded man. What he did was criminal. And that's why he is facing these indictments, because they're criminal indictments. Well, Earl, he hasn't been, you know, convicted yet. Well, okay. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm just getting started. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 65 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 90. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Maybe some of you couldn't sleep last night. Those of you who are blind to your man and what he is and what he's done and what his plans are, and the fact that you still support him in the face of all the wrong that he's done. But last night, President Donald Trump was indicted. He's been indicted before, so that's nothing new. But he's never been indicted with these words and the power of these words. Listen to the power of these words that will tell you the seriousness of what he is facing now. The crimes that Special Counsel Jack Smith has formally accused Donald Trump of in a federal indictment unsealed Tuesday. Conspiracy. That's just that word. Conspiracy. I'm not, a guy who knows the definition of all words, but conspiracy means an organized effort. They get people for doing something called RICO, right? And RICO means you created an organized crime family organized crime family to do some illegal things. And RICO laws put people away for a long, long time. John Gotti, as powerful a man as he was, they got him for conspiracy to do those criminal things that he did. So Donald Trump, the federal indictment unsealed Tuesday, conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Now, not conspiracy to defraud Earl Ingram. There's nothing, right? Or Calvin, that's nothing. Conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Conspiracy, count number two, to obstruct an official proceeding of the United States government, of we the people. Number three, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, i.e. the election. These aren't lightweight charges. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I don't care what conservative radio commentators say. I don't care what any of those people say. These charges will put him behind bars. And if they don't, this is a puppet government. Conspiracy to defraud the United States. Conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Cut to the heart of Trumpism, bringing the former president's relentless lies and disdain for democracy to the forefront. So what's Donald Trump's response? Oh, you know, they're coming after me because they don't want me to run for president of the United States. Oh, okay. All right. I get it. It is a conspiracy against me. I'm just an innocent guy. I didn't do anything. They're afraid that you'll reelect me. These are his responses. As if somehow that's going to be sufficient. It's sufficient for a handful of people who love him, who've loved him from the start, and who, Calvin, I don't know if you remember this, when he said if he killed somebody in, I don't know, they say Broadway or wherever it was.
I think it was Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue. And he said it tongue in cheek at the time. The people would still love him. He knows that. That there are those of you who are still out there who have given away common sense. Common sense can't enter into your mindset, because you've already made up your mind that this man is somehow being persecuted. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can join me, or I can do it myself. Be right back.
this summer.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report.
What the president wants to do is absolutely defend himself on these baseless charges.
Donald Trump's attorney, John Lauro, tells CBS Mornings his client will be in federal court in Washington tomorrow, either in person or virtually, to face new criminal charges in connection with efforts to hold on to power after he lost the 2020 election.
This is the first time that political speech has been criminalized in the history of the United States.
The indictment, unsealed last night, says Mr. Trump had six co-conspirators to help him with his efforts. They are not named, not charged either. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
There is a advice of counsel defense, but you don't have an advice of counsel defense when your own attorneys are your co-conspirators.
Trump allies are now concerned. Former Vice President Mike Pence may emerge as a key witness in the indictment. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Poor management is being blamed for the closure of a national company with local hubs.
Almost 200 Milwaukee employees of the trucking company Yellow were going to be reassigned to Oak Creek. However, they're now out of work. The massive trucking company isn't making enough money, is filing for bankruptcy, and shutting down. That impacts 30,000 workers across the country. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
A Germantown man and former CEO of a real estate investing business has been sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for defrauding over 20 people, resulting in at least $2.2 million in losses. The Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow at the fairgrounds in West Allis. Headliners include Alabama, REO Speedwagon, and Ludacris. The fair runs until next Sunday. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, as I said from the top of the show, these 2 hours are going to be totally about Donald Trump, about where we are in this country, about the seriousness of yesterday, and where we go from here. And before we go to the phone lines, the 45-page indictment makes it clear how serious that effort was, how Trump worked with lawyers and operatives to turn his big lie about winning an election he clearly lost into a reality, how his own administration and campaign staff, from his attorney general to his vice president, told him he was lying, and how it eventually became clear Trump knew he was lying and just didn't care. "You're too honest," Trump told Vice President Mike Pence on January 21st when Pence reiterated his opposition to Trump's scheme to stay in office despite losing the election 2 months earlier. "You're too honest." Now, look, man, I'm not naive or gullible. And I don't expect a politician, be they Democrat or Republican, to be an angel. But I certainly don't expect Lucifer. And that's what we got, Lucifer. Let's go to Eric from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
I'm saying this, that I stand with Jack Smith. But there's many people there, and I'm talking to your listening audience, that kind of hang out with Mayor Garland. You know, well, you know, this is important, but, you know, I just don't see that we should get so involved and so, you know that
namby-pamby, namby-pamby.
Thank you, yes. And here's something funny for you. I was reading some right-wing news, and they were saying that Clarence Thomas had dirt on Joe Biden. And I responded by saying,
we're having trouble with your phone, man. Call back. So you, maybe it's the place where you have a call back. We'll put you right back on the line. Listen, I don't care. You know, this has nothing to do with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And so they're not going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with trying to do the switcheroo and saying, well, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden aren't being challenged by, you know, the Justice Department of the United States for committing conspiracies against this nation and the people of this nation. And there's no comparison. I already know my next call is going to try to make one, but, you know. Good morning, CJ. You say what, man?
Good morning, Earl. Did you listen to the news during the break?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. You know.
That's on your station.
What was it?
On your station.
What was it?
It was a description of exactly what happened yesterday.
I know what happened. The 45-page indictment makes it clear how serious that effort was. Okay, I read part of, and I read the indictment myself. So I don't care what was said in the 230 seconds that you just heard. I know what I read with my own eyes. So go ahead.
I see the defensiveness right off the bat from you. So
what are you talking about, man?
That's what you do when you just, when you see, that's what you do. You talk over me. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk over you because challenge what Donald Trump is being accused of. Challenge that.
First time in United States history, political speech, the First Amendment has been charged.
He doesn't have.
Who runs Joe Biden's Department of Justice?
Hey, The Department of Justice and many of those people who are in those positions of leadership. And when all of this stuff came down, they were Donald Trump people for the most part. Back when this took place, January 6th, that was not Joe Biden's people. This goes back to January 6th, 2021, CJ, when Donald Trump was still the president. Okay, that's when this took place. Most of this, Donald Trump's people were still in charge. So you can try to flip it all you want to. It's not going anywhere, man. He's going to pay the price. And he's taking other people down with him, Rudy Giuliani and others who stood for him. They committed crimes.
Do you want me to talk now?
Hey, you can,
Merrick Garland, the same one, the Department of Justice.
Did Donald Trump do these things? The question is, did Donald Trump do these things? Yes, he did. Joe Biden's name was not mentioned whatsoever. Donald Trump did these things. They have him on record. They have him recorded committing these crimes. It doesn't matter about you bringing up Joe Biden. That's all you guys can do instead of addressing the truth of the matter.
You don't want to hear him.
No, I don't want to hear anything about. I don't want to hear anything about Joe Biden because yesterday, because yesterday, hey, the facts are, hey, CJ, the facts are Donald Trump was indicted yesterday. Don't tell me about facts about Joe Biden. Joe Biden has not been indicted. Donald Trump was indicted yesterday. Again. Conspiracy against the United States people. That includes you.
Garland.
Merrick Garland's name was not mentioned. Merrick Garland's name was not mentioned yesterday, man.
Who's the head of the...
Merrick Garland clearly stood back, did not get engaged in this because he knew people like you were going to say he was doing this. It was political. This is not political. Because as I said before, if you were listening, the politricksters won't be involved in the decisions. It will be a jury of his peers. Okay? It's going to be decided in a courthouse, not on Fox News or ONAN or any of those other conservative rags. It's going to be decided by the American people. Go ahead.
Let's talk facts.
Well, I just talked the facts.
Merrick Garland's boss. Who is Merrick Garland's boss? You can say it, Earl. Joe Biden.
Did you not hear anything I said to you, man? It's a waste of time talking to you. When these things came to fruition or came up, Merrick Garland was not in the position he's in now. When these conversations about what Donald Trump and his co-conspirators did, Merrick Garland was nowhere around. Go ahead.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
It's a fact. That's the
Come
fact.
Come on, man.
Hey,
Come
CJ.
On, man.
That's the fact. What you are talking about is fiction. And that's all you guys have is fiction. And so it's not going to work.
Devin Archer, the same day that he testifies that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. You know, that's not going to help Donald Trump. You know, Calvin, that conversation CJ is having, it may make him feel good, but in the courts, they're not going to be talking about, Hunter Biden and Burisma and
Well, yeah, it's just because their whole ideology is based on the deep state conspiracy. So if they can't separate it, it all has to be connected. Biden being bought by China has to be connected to the Trump indictment, and it has to be connected to Hillary getting off, and it has to be connected. Man. It all has to be connected. Otherwise, it all comes apart.
And I bet you Donald Trump wished that that could work. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us. If the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. I remember a Republican Party at one time that was all about personal responsibility.
Well, it's not that way anymore, Tom.
No, it's not. And I remember them always talking about, not being a victim.
Yeah.
This is the biggest victim guy in the world. If you want to follow this guy off a cliff, I guess you're a victim too. And it's disgusting to me. You know what? Here's the difference. The people on the progressive left, if you want to call us that, we don't care if whoever it is, we believe in justice. We believe in the fact that if someone broke the law, that they go to court and they get indicted and they get arrested, convicted of crimes. We want justice for everyone. Donald Trump, my God, wait till the Atlanta case comes down where he's saying on the telephone, I need this many votes. These guys are just amazing in terms of this, trying to say, oh, this person did it. Oh, this person did it. You know what? Enough. We're tired of the rhetoric. We're tired of the constant every day. This president. We're done. DJ, your comments are old. Your comments are propaganda.
But Tom, they have no correlation whatsoever.
None.
With what Donald Trump is facing. Well, Merrick Garland works for who? What the hell does that have to do with the price?
If you want to know the truth, there's a heck of a lot of progressives that were mad at Merrick Garland because
that he didn't take this on. So that's correct. That he didn't take it on.
And you know what? He actually did the right thing by putting into an independent counsel and let Jack Smith, a very, very well qualified attorney and nonpartisan.
But Tom, here's where I have the biggest problem. Is in the face of all of this, there's still conversation that if they don't get this thing into court before the election, this can all be lost. And I don't understand how the judicial branch of the government can be so puppet-like that it doesn't have the power to move this where it should be, where it should have been, because they're afraid that somehow Republicans are going to be like CJ and say that Joe Biden wanted to have this done. You can hold on, man. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I don't get that. And that's a reflection of we the people, Tom. We'll be right back.
Hey, Racine and Kenosha, Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and
and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 90. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, what transpired on yesterday, news all over the world, the indictment of a former president of the United States as well, another indictment, as well as a candidate for president in an upcoming election. Let's go to Dave from Racine. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what, sir?
I'm listening to you this morning. I listened to the news last night and everything. And the thing that kills me is how they keep talking about, you know, insurrection. What they call it as it is, he's committing treason. What he did on January 6th, yeah, was a treasonous act, and they need to stop walking on water like somebody's going to fall and get their feet wet or whatever. He needs to be sent away and sent away for years. Yeah, if this was a third world country, he would have been dragged out and hung. But we're not a third world country. But the thing is, you know, he needs to be held accountable. Now, thank God George is going to come out with something, too. And, you know, how many more charges can we bring on this man before they are held accountable?
So, Dave, let me ask you. You've got friends, as we all do, who still support this man. And he's saying it's a witch hunt. And so because he's saying it's a witch hunt, who are you going to believe? The government of the United States? Or this man, who we know is not exactly a man of character, right?
He's a draft-dodging lion SOB, you know? I mean, you know, he's got everybody else falling on the knife, and he's the one shoving it in them.
Yes.
And, you know, this man never stood up for anything on his own accord. Yeah, and he hides in the courts, and he's good at that. He knows how to manipulate the court system.
Well, he has been, but in this instance, I don't think he's going to get away with it, Dave. And that's
I hope he gets nailed to the cross on this one, because this is ridiculous.
Hey, Dave, thank you.
It's amazing how...
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's just amazing how Bill Barr has even come out against him in different things. I mean, that was his attorney general. So let's pick on Carlin.
I got to call in to Chris Christie to try to get Chris Christie to appear on the show. So I'll know later on today if we're able to make that happen, but I'm certainly reaching out to him. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Tom, quickly.
Earl, I thought that was pretty funny that the statistic that, or the evidence that CJ was talking about was during that news, top of the hour news,
right,
where Donald Trump's attorneys were talking about what it was that was going on. It had nothing to do with actual news. It just had to be a stenographer of his attorney. And it just shows again, CJ, why it is that nobody can believe you, and you have no credibility. I'm sorry. You are.
Well, you know, but
they're done. And you know what? We want justice in this country. And if Donald Trump does not get either jail time or something, justice has been a big miscarriage of justice.
Well, but Tom, not only it's not even just that it's a miscarriage of justice. If he walks, I don't think we can ever talk about our government and democracy and the greatest government on earth. I don't think we can ever say that ever again, that if little people have to face in our justice system and people without money and little people, that's what the justice system is designed for, solely the little people, and that the big people don't have to deal with those things. I don't think the nation can ever be seen in the light that it touts itself ever again. The world sees this criminal, right? I mean, everybody sees him. They know what he is. And if he gets to walk because of some political shenanigans, come on, man. Puppet government.
I just want to say thank you to the civil servants actually in this country, because you know what? Here's the thing. Jack Smith has one shot at this thing in some ways. And the thing is, he wants to make sure everything, all eyes are dotted.
Hey, Tom. Jack Smith has the judicial system behind him, man. He's not standing alone. You always say we the people out of government. What does he have behind him?
Yep.
He's not one person.
Yep. Exactly.
He represents the power of the judicial system of the United States government. If they can't make this happen, again, what does that say about the judicial system? And if the judicial system of the government doesn't have the power to lock up a man who's created conspiracies against the government, what are we talking about, man? Let's stop talking about we the people. Let's stop talking about the flag. Let's stop talking about the Constitution. Because all those things don't have any value if a guy can do what Donald Trump did and walk. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back. Or maybe you think that love was made for fools, and so it makes you wise to break the rules. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I set the emotion. Say, if you feel like
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's...